films for you today, one a thriller and one a biopic. I'll start with the thriller. This one's called 6 Minutes to Midnight. It stars Eddie Izzard, who's been in movies like Valkyrie, Victorian Abdul and The High Note. Judi Dench, who's been in just about everything made in Britain in the last 70 years. She's played Queen Elizabeth I and Queen Victoria on more than one occasion. She was also in Cats. Maybe not such a highlight on her CV.
Working hard.
Still working. Carla Yuri, a Swiss actress who was in Blade Runner 2049. Also James Darcy and Jim Broadbent are in this. This film was also co-written by Eddie Izzard, and it's directed by Andy Goddard, who's done a lot of TV drama, but did direct Set Fire to the Stars in 2014 and A Kind of Murder in 2016. It's late August 1939, and an English teacher at a Welsh boarding school for German girls, many daughters of high-ranking Nazis, disappears. Thomas Miller, played by Eddie Izzard, is sent in by MI5 to find out what happened to the previous fellow and find out exactly what those dastardly Jerrys are planning and if headmistress Miss Rachel, played by Judi Dench, is in on it. It's all a bit of a race against time if you're familiar with significant dates in World War II. It's late August 1939.
Okay.
Now, this was potentially quite an interesting film. 6 Minutes to Midnight ends up being a bit of a silly, predictable letdown. Well, it did for me anyway. Whilst I think it will go down fairly well with the crowd who prefer to stay at home and watch the ABC on Saturday nights or or are considering getting a BritBox subscription, even they're going to find some frustration with this attempted 1930s Hitchcock-style thriller, but with 21st century sensibilities thrown in. Look, I understand the writers were trying to highlight the evils and dangers of totalitarianism, fascism, and blind obedience to a 21st century audience, but some scenes just don't really ring true, like Miller's shock at the girls all sitting around listening to Hitler's broadcast speeches, the girls doing the Sieg Heil with raised arms and everything, and even their anti-Semitism, which was pretty common across Europe and even in Britain in 1939.
Oh, so the guy character, he's like, oh my God, I can't believe they're doing this.
Yes, exactly. Okay, yeah, he walks in and they're all sitting around listening to Hitler and being good German girls.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was part
going
of the time, wasn't it?
That was pretty much it.
Okay.
I mentioned before that the attempt at making a Hitchcock-style thriller, but many scenes end up feeling more like a parody of Hitchcock than high drama. Eddie Izzard's character being chased by police and a man in his underwear along a seaside pier, whilst a marching band play, is one glaring example. There are also potential subplots where we think one or more of the girls might know more about what's going on than they actually do, and these subplots end up disappointingly going nowhere. Oh. There are some beautiful costumes, some Welsh countryside and seaside, but as a thriller, 6 Minutes to Midnight feels well behind the times. Better watched at 7:30 p.m. with a warm cup of cocoa. Time at the cinema for 6 Minutes to Midnight is fast running out. I'll move on to the United States. Versus Billie Holiday. This one stars Andra Day, who's already won a Golden Globe for Best Actress for her role in this film as Billie Holiday. She's also been nominated for an Oscar. She's probably best known for her inspirational ballad Rise Up, which has appeared on many a film soundtrack since 2016. This film also stars Trevante Rhodes, who was in Moonlight and 12 Strong, Miss Lawrence, who was in Star, Tyler James Williams, who was in Dear White People, Divine Joy Randolph, who was in Dolomite Is My Name, Leslie Jordan, Natasha Lyonne, and Garrett Hedlund. It's directed by Lee Daniels, who made Precious a few years ago. Now, this film is based on Johann Hari's profile of Billie Holiday in the book Chasing the Scream, The First and Last Days of the War on Drugs. The film tends to focus on the last 10 years of Holiday's life when she was constantly pursued by the US Federal Department of Narcotics head Harry Ainslinger, who's played by Garrett Hedlund in this film. That Holiday struggled with drug addiction is never disputed by this film, but that's not why Ainslinger, who was a bit of a racist, hounded her. Billie Holiday was black, she was successful, and she was a jazz singer. Ainslinger was convinced that jazz was the devil's music, of course, to drug addiction.
Right.
Billie Holiday also used to perform a song called Strange Fruit, which tended to offend the sensibilities of conservative white Americans. Now, whilst Andra Day is quite stunning as Billie Holiday, capturing many of the quirks and idiosyncrasies, as well as her strength and determination, despite being abused, ripped off and betrayed by many of the men she had relationships with, and her emotive and smoky singing voice, director Lee Daniels' film feels a bit jerky and jumps around quite a lot. As some of the story is told in the form of flashbacks, as Holiday is interviewed by a gossipy reporter, whilst I was unsure if other scenes were drug-induced dream sequences and others took place before or after this interview, which begins the film. It's all a bit confusing.
Right.
And the use of an interview as a framing device to tell the story is a bit of a tired old trope in biopics. And this interview never actually happened. It's a fiction.
Okay.
Though the first question does set the tone of the film when Reginald Lord Devine, that's a great name for an interviewer, played by Leslie Jordan, naively asks Billie Holiday what it's like being a coloured female performer in America. To which Holiday responds that she would never ask Doris Day a question like that, thus setting the tone for the film. Whilst the United States versus Billie Holiday is 2 hours and 10 minutes long and has a brilliant performance from lead actor Day and some great music and singing, I was still left with the feeling that it only captured a fraction of a highly complex, larger-than-life personality and performer and activist, and wasn't quite strong enough in making its case.
Oh, Michael, thank you so much for that. Really appreciate it.
Pleasure.